it. It's time I made it to the top. Give me a break, I'm looking forward. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I want a happy ending, I'm tired of pretending. Won't let them get the best of me.
Whoa, whoa.
Hello, George?
Hi, this is Julie. Listen, the junior prom is coming up on Saturday, and I was wondering if you have a date or if maybe you'd like to take me. Come on, George, I know it's you. That is the worst Spanish accent I've ever heard.
I hate this. Julie, it's the 1980s. It's okay for a girl to call a guy for a date. In fact, it's downright upright.
Katie, don't compare me to that stupid woman on the commercial. Hi, Doug. This is Stephanie. How about coming up to my place for some expensive sherry? Might be worth a try.
Julie!
Forget the sherry. Maybe it'll work with Tab.
Roger?
Hi, this is Julie.
Oh, she's still trying, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe she ought to call Dial a Prayer.
Julie Koniski. From Mr. Kramer's biology class. I had the frog with the bad liver. Yeah. Yeah, that's me, the girl who smells like formaldehyde.
That ought to light his fire.
I was wondering if you'd like to take me to the prom on Saturday. Oh, I see. Yeah, sure, I understand. Okay, bye. He's going to Stockholm to pick up a Nobel Prize. Well, it might be true.
Honey, what happened to that guy that took you to the movies a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Marvin.
Marvin is 3 inches shorter than I am, dresses like a slob, and has the IQ of a frisbee. And he already had a date.
Yeah, the good ones get snapped up right away.
Hi, honey.
When's dinner?
As soon as your father gets home from work.
You know, if you start washing up now, you'll be clean by dessert. How did your game go?
Crummy. I struck out twice, grounded out, and then popped up to the pitcher.
Oh, well, maybe you ought to drink more light beer.
Yeah, but if it keeps up, the guys are going to go back to calling me a girl.
Samantha, in a couple of years, you're going to need a whole new kind of chest protector.
Not me. I'm never going to be a woman. Who could stand it? Guys coming on to you all the time, hugging you, kissing you, pawing you.
Slow down. It sounds better than the real thing.
Okay, Todd. I understand. You have a brother? How old? Oh. Well, is he a mature 12? Thanks anyway.
Hi, Julie.
Don't start with me, Sam. Not in the mood for it.
Take it easy, Samantha. Julie's had a rough day.
Hey, why should I care about going to some dopey prom and dancing to a bunch of dopey songs with some dopey guy I barely even know?
You couldn't get a date, huh?
Where are you going?
I don't know. For a walk.
Hang on, I'll go with you.
I'd rather be alone. Maybe I'll meet a mugger who can do the funky chicken.
Wait a minute, honey. Don't be gone too long. Your father be home from work soon, and you know the last time his dinner was late, he bit the mailman.
Poor Julie.
Yeah. Stance means a lot to her, doesn't it?
You know, it's really starting to bother her that she doesn't have a steady boyfriend. Poor Julie.
Why are you saying poor Julie? Even if she misses the prom, she'll have a great time that night.
Yeah, why is that?
Sonny Bono's on the love boat.
Solar satellite. Oh, bomber. Bomber and a swarm missile. Attack missile, look out! Oh, well, I guess that's it.
Uh-huh. 56 quarters and we still lost London, New York, Paris, and Rome.
Hey, well, it sure beats wasting all day in school.
Hey, it's 8:45. I have to be home for dinner soon.
What time's dinner?
6.
Hi. Run out of quarters?
Yeah, just spent my last one.
Do you have a car?
You need a ride home?
No. I want you to run over me.
How about a free game of Astro Destroyer? I could push the reset button.
You work here?
Yeah, I'm trying to fix Maniac here. It has a pretty serious problem.
What's wrong with it?
Blobbo the Berserk Beach Ball isn't working. Game's no good at all without Blobbo.
Yeah, once you bust your Blobbo, you're out of the ballpark. Rams found that out.
Haven't seen you here before.
No, it's my first time.
Thought so. All the regulars have bloodshot eyes. Anything the matter?
The usual thing. People, life, stuff.
Heavy.
Thanks for letting me spill my guts like that.
Hey, I understand. Sometimes I wish the whole world was just a bunch of computers. Anything goes wrong, you shove in a new circuit. Anybody hassles you, you zap them into hyperspace.
What an incredible philosophy of life.
Thank you. Whatever your name is.
Julie.
I didn't want to seem like I was coming on to you.
You're a very thoughtful person.
Arnie. Actually, it's Arnold.
Arnold, that's very honest of you to admit that.
You know, you're kind of different.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
No, nice different. Like the way you talk and everything. You're smart. Most of the kids who come in here are always talking the same old stuff. What's your sign? How many pairs of Calvins do you own? Who does your hair?
Arnie, I don't know my sign. Calvins give me thunder thighs. And as you can see, I do my hair in a Cuisinart.
All right! I don't believe it, a new record. Hey, 18 straight hours on Froggy Hop. It's great.
His mother's gonna have a vegetable for dinner.
Yep, Froggy Hop's a pretty tough game. You have to get the frog across 4 lanes of rush hour traffic before it gets squashed by a truck. Not too many frogs make it.
It's not easy being green. Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you like to go to a dance with me on Saturday?
Oh, I don't know how to dance.
Oh, me either. Well, I better be going. Bye.
I can walk.
What?
I mean, I can't dance, but I know how to... You know, walk to music.
Terrific. Does that mean you'd be interested in going?
Yes. I'd be interested.
Wow, terrific. I'd be interested too.
Look, I get my break in an hour. How about if I take you home?
Super.
We'll go past Forest Lawn.
Huh?
I have to get you a corsage.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary.
What time have you got?
The little hand is on 10, the big hand is on 12, and you're on my nerves.
Are you sure that Julie didn't say where she was going?
Chief, she was in kind of a bad mood and wanted some air.
There's plenty of great air right here. And if she didn't like it, I could have sent out for some.
Look, you're driving yourself crazy. Why don't you just relax?
Dad, Julie can take care of herself.
Yeah, she probably just lost track of the time.
Don't you two have some homework that you could be doing wrong?
You know why teachers give us homework?
Why?
So old people can get us out of the room.
Come on.
You know what's out there on those streets after dark?
Street lights.
Danger, that's what. Creeps, muggers, perverts, punks, sickos, drunk drivers, rabid dogs.
Killer moths.
Killer moths. It's not safe.
You know, it's amazing, Chief, that you let your cops out in the street at night. But she's only been gone a few hours.
Why did she ever have to grow up? Why didn't she stay a baby?
Yeah, crying, drooling, spitting up, tinkling.
Yeah, but at least then she left the trail wherever she went.
Julie Kaniski, where have you been?
I ran out of quarters and I met this electronics genius.
Honey, your dad has been
going to see... I've got a date for the prom.
Oh, that's good. Sit down.
He's perfect now. He's smart. He's witty. He's handsome.
Really? Phil Donahue is taking you to the prom?
His name's Arnold. Arnold Slutskin.
With a name like Slutskin, he better be good.
You know what he said when I asked him to the dance? He said, I'd be interested.
Oh, Julie, I just love raw, naked passion.
Julie!
Hi, Daddy.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good, then I'm gonna kill you.
Daddy?
You're grounded for 3 months.
Dad, I was just out having a good time. I met this really
nice... What the hell do you think you were doing, staying out till all hours of the night like some tramp?
Dad, please don't ground me. Just let me go out this one Saturday night, then you can ground me for the next 3 years. You can lock me in the attic till I'm 40. I'll eat mice.
You're grounded for 3 months, period.
Hey, Chief, wait. Doesn't she at least get a tin cup to rattle against the bars? Chief, don't you think you're being just a little bit harsh?
Butt out now. Grounding is not harsh. Grounding is gentle but firm.
Harsh is when he puts bamboo sticks underneath my fingernails.
That's next.
Come on. Don't you want to hear both sides of the story?
I know both sides of the story. I'm right and she's wrong.
Daddy, please just let me go this Saturday. Please? Please? Please?
No! I'm not final.
Daddy, listen to me. I got...
Are you going
to
let me eat my dinner in peace?
Aren't you going to listen to what I have to say? That's not fair! You can't do that. It's stupid. It's dumb. I hate you!
Julie. Well, this sure ain't the Brady Bunch.
Boy, sounds like I missed some fight. I can't believe Julie actually ran away from home. And I feel like I hardly got to know her.
Samantha, you sure you can't think of any place she might go to get away from things?
I know where I'd go.
Where's that?
Fantasy Island. I could get my own red Jeep.
Yeah. I'll call Tattoo and see if he's seen her. Any luck, honey?
She's not with any of her friends. They haven't seen her since school.
Maybe she joined a cult and shaved her head.
Yeah, by now she's at the airport selling flowers.
Where could she be? Maybe she has amnesia and she's with a band of roving gypsies.
She's not with a girlfriend. And it's not like she's got a boyfriend or anything. Maybe she's just out there walking around.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have amnesia.
Wait a minute, boyfriend, am I stupid? Listen, Julie came here all excited about meeting some electronics genius.
Really?
Yeah, and I think they have a date for that dance.
You're kidding.
No,
What else did she say?
Well, I think she met him when she ran out of quarters.
Electronics genius? Ran out of quarters?
No, that could only mean one thing.
Right.
She met a guy at the laundromat.
No, at the arcade at the shopping mall. It sure fits. I mean, all the kids hang out there.
Right.
Any words you turn up?
Dad, no.
I drove through the whole town twice. No sign of her. Maybe I ought to notify headquarters.
Yeah, but tell your men not to shoot till they see the pink of her bubble gum. Listen, Chief, I think I might know where she is.
You know? And why the hell didn't you say so?
I mean, I just figured it out.
Well, where is she?
Well, I'll tell you if we make a deal.
Well, what are you talking about? What kind of deal?
First, you got to calm down and let her go to that dance.
That's blackmail.
I know that, but blackmail is beautiful.
Damn it, now you listen to me.
No, you listen to me. You are not barging on that girl like a one-man SWAT team.
She's got to be punished.
Chief, well, if you're going to punish her, make her clean the garage or mow the lawn or iron your shorts. That'll take a year. But do not take something away from her that is this important.
I can't believe that I'm standing here plea bargaining over my own kid.
Well, that's my offer. Take it or leave it.
All right, she can go to the stupid dance.
That's mighty white of you, Chief.
And where is she?
Well, we think she's down at the arcade in the mall.
We? You mean you kids knew about this, too? Why didn't you tell me?
Dad, if you knew where Luke Skywalker was, would you tell Darth Vader?
Chief, one more thing.
What?
When you get down there to talk to her in that fatherly way of yours, give her this.
What's that?
Oh, it's a dime for her to call a lawyer. Your dad is really sweet.
Hi.
Hi.
Mind if I play?
I guess not.
Good.
These games are pretty complicated.
You kidding? You're looking at a man who spent his childhood in penny arcades.
Penny arcades? That must have been a long time ago.
Yeah, my father used to drive me over on the family dinosaur.
Sorry.
Yeah, they used to call me Fingers Kaniski, fastest flippers in Glendale. Yeah, you're looking at two fingers that never knew the meaning of the word tilt.
Press the reset button.
Oh, thanks. Where are the flippers?
No flippers, Dad.
How do you make the balls go?
No balls either.
What a stupid game. Where are the pretty girls whose buns used to light up when you made a double score?
This is a computer game, Dad. They're death ships and meteors. You have to shoot them down before they zap you.
No buns?
No buns. You want to go first?
Yeah, why not?
Out away, fingers.
What happened?
You got zapped.
Well, I haven't even started playing.
The death ship knows no mercy. My turn.
Hey, you're pretty fast. Watch out for that big meteor.
I see it. Dad, we're supposed to be playing against each other. You're not supposed to help me.
Well, that's part of being a parent. Sometimes I can't help myself. I worry about you.
Dad, I can take care of myself. Your turn.
Great. Now show this thing who's boss. Well, now what happened?
You exploded again.
That seems to be my specialty.
I noticed.
Who's that?
The machine.
It laughs?
Mm-hmm. It talks, too.
Well, you blew it again, Commodore.
Now, how would you like a swift kick in the asteroids?
Dad, a kick isn't the answer to everything.
Neither is running away.
Why don't you ground the machine for 3 months?
Look, I'm sorry about before. Maybe I did go a little crazy.
A little?
Don't push it, Julie.
You wouldn't even listen to me when I tried to explain.
Look, honey, I just can't help it, Julie. I'm a cop. I know what goes on out there. And I'm scared to death that something might hurt you.
Back at the house, I said some pretty terrible things to you. I just want you to know that I didn't mean most of them.
So, tell me about this boy you're going to the prom with.
Did you mean what you just said? I'm not grounded, I can go to the prom?
Yeah, but you gotta iron my shorts.
Sounds like Nell was in on this one. Thank you, Daddy. You're really gonna love Arnie. He's really cute. He's sort of a combination Robert Redford and Al Pacino.
So tall, short, blonde, brunette, wasp, Italian with one blue eye and one brown. So where is this marble?
He's over there fixing Froggy Hop. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, I can see the Pacino, but a little of the Redford seems to be missing.
Anyway, come on, I want you to meet him. Daddy, could we not say anything about your job just yet?
How come?
Well, it's hard enough for a guy to meet a girl's father right off. But finding out he's the chief of police...
You're right. We'll never say a word. And when I drive you to the prom, I won't even turn on the siren.